Welcome to the Perfect Podcast that helps you find perfection in the precious present. Sponsored by the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Find us everywhere, every other week. Now it is time for our show with Will Perfect and Janet Lopez.
All right. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Perfect Zone, and we have a special introduction. Mrs. Perfect, why don't you tell us who's on the show?
All right. And welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Perfect Zone. And tonight's guests are fashion designer Nemo and TV personality Kimberly Broyton. And now here is Janet Lopez and Will Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome, Janet. See if Janet's connected here. The first guest, Nemo, I had met him in a bank. So it was one of those things like he walked in and he had brand new clothes on and, you know, walk in with confidence. And I thought, well, this guy's probably a fashion designer. And sure enough, that was the case. And turns out that's who it was. Just 1 minute. Wow. I've got to do some technical things, so I'm going to let Mrs. Perfect talk to the audience for just a minute. So why don't you tell us about what how your day was going? And
okay. Well, listen, it's been absolutely perfect. I'm anticipating our first big holiday of the summer, Memorial Day weekend, and it's a weekend of just getting together with friends and family, having a picnic with whatever you want to do, but it's always fun, and just having that extra time to enjoy the days. All of a sudden, things, summer appears, and we're happy with birds and squirrels and bunnies being around. And I already am seeing a lot of traffic on the highways. It is changing, but people are excited about getting out and about, and it is going to be great.
I was just going to say, like, yeah. Even when we were kids, my brother and I, we would play those games that you would actually make up, like, a story, and we'd have to fill in some of the words. And we always did, like, very creative things. And you mentioned picnic. We'd sometimes even do that in the living room or the family room. We'd have little picnic in there.
Yes. We'd have that when the weather wasn't quite like it should be outside. And so we would have our picnic and pack up a little lunch in a bag, and we would have more fun because you don't have to be just sitting at home doing nothing. There's so many good things you can do as a family and enjoy because we are so blessed.
Yep, and it looks like Janet just walked into the studio. Janet, hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Oh, I was just listening. You guys are amazing.
I know. We're talking about the traffic, too. I'm sure there's lots of traffic. I mean, L.A. just seems like there's more traffic each and every day.
Yeah, which is shocking because the gas prices are so high. So I just wanted to – well, we have an exciting guest coming up, but I wanted to touch base really quick on what happened in Texas. And, you know, my heart's been heavy for these people and their families and these kids.
Healing energy and wellness with all.
Yeah, I was reading about this kid because he was only an 18-year-old. He's only 18 years old. And apparently he was upset because he wasn't graduating from his high school. And he was arguing with his grandma at the time. And I don't know if you saw the text messages, but he was actually texting someone that is out in Canada, so out of the country, out of the state. And so in Canada, and he texted her, you know, that he was upset with his grandma and that his grandma was calling the phone bill, like the phone company. And I think she was maybe having, you know, maybe – upset or maybe just not cool with the fact that he was the bill. I guess he was running up the bill and she was on the phone about the bill and stuff like that. And that was upsetting him even more. But it was all, it all seems like it stemmed from the fact that he just wasn't graduating. And he,
well, it just shows at that age, little things seem larger than life. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, to a lot of people now, but at that point for the kid, that was all that was going on. All that mattered. He just needed some guidance.
Yeah. When you're that age and, or, you know, when you're a teenager or you're in high school or in school and just in general, you do make a bigger thing out of things like that. And he could have just gotten his, you know, completed his credits over the summer and then graduated. But these are just mm-hmm. things that you don't think of. And maybe it was a buildup of just a lot of things that were going on in his life too, you know, not just that, but that was just kind of the last thing that made him to snap. But he ends up shooting her in the face and she comes out screaming. The neighbor saw her and she's like, help me, shot me. But the thing is that he's literally texting this girl in Canada while all this is happening. He literally texts her and says, you know, my grandma's on the phone, and then says, I'm going to do something to her right now. And then he texts her and says, I shot her. And then he literally texts and keeps texting her about his next plan and so forth. And he And he said he was going to go to elementary school next. And I think what was striking for me is that he was texting people like on Instagram. He posted on Facebook. And so there was all these red flags, and he's almost posting his, what he was planning to do, what he was going to do. But nobody seemed to really get alerted. Like no one seemed to, you know, really call the cops or just really make, or just kind of see what's going on with this kid. But somebody who said, I don't even really know him that well, but he tagged me with pictures of guns. And I said to him, what the hell? Like, why do you have these guns? But he just said, don't worry about it. I mean, this is not me saying that. I'm saying a kid quoted this. A kid said that. He said that he had tagged him, and the kid said, I don't even know him, but he tagged me. And so it was almost like a cry for help. You know, there was a lot of warnings and red flags, but no one really picked up on it. On, you know, other kids were getting tagged and other high school kids were getting tagged and people were getting tagged and he's posting on Facebook. All these things were happening, but nobody really caught on, you know, to the point where they
stopped
it.
Well, the reason for that is, and we've got to see if Nemo is in the studio yet. If Nemo is on, do put him on. But I just think, you know, there's so much BS online. You don't know who's telling the truth, and we all have free speech, you know. So it's just like, you know, maybe the kid wasn't taken seriously. You know, because you're right. You know, if all those signs are there, they should really investigate that. But I'm sure there's so many people online posting this and that, you know, it'd be hard to keep track of who's, you know, telling the truth. And we all have freedom of speech, you know.
No, yeah,
take
that's
that away.
Why
that's
if
why.
You are, I think if you are someone who gets tagged or you see something like that, it's just to check in with that person and see how they're doing, you know, what's going on with them. Is there anything that, you know, what's going on pretty much, like, and not just mm-hmm. dismiss it, because I feel that that's kind of a common theme right before something does happen. And I think I believe that was a few days prior or maybe it was the day before or so forth when he posted the picture of the gun. But this story just gets deeper and deeper, and it's really sad. It's really sad because you're talking about little kids that are 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds in the elementary school that were innocent. I believe he has shot the most people, you know, more deaths than a lot of other shootings have occurred. But I think the total is now up to like, up to 22 deaths at this point. Because a lot of people were wounded and ended up passing away. So it's really sad. But we do have,
Why don't we get Kimberly on? It doesn't look like Nemo is going to be able to make it. I'm sure there's a reason, whether it be traffic or his job, the unexpected meeting. You know how, like, you work in show business. It's almost like being on call as a doctor. You never know when you're going to get that call, and you got to do that. So, So let's get Kimberly on a little early. We'll give her, because she's got a lot going on. So if we can get her on a little early, and then we'll
give her some extra time.
Yeah, well, and we'll just give her a little
welcome.
Bit of a.
Hi,
welcome,
guys.
Kimberly.
How are you? Hi, Will. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Hey. What is it? Keeping up with Kim?
You caught up.
Goodness.
There you go.
I'm trying to catch up here, and I think everybody listening is trying to catch up with, you know, so maybe those who don't know you or you know, kind of give us a little introduction of what's going on and what is Keeping Up With Kim. Obviously, that's you and your show, but
right.
Go ahead and let us, let everybody know who's listening.
Okay, so I have two TV shows that are getting ready to come out. The first one that hits this fall is Keeping It Real with Kim, which is a TV talk show, and it's going to be filmed in front of a live studio audience. So we start filming that June 8th, so I'm excited about that. We have some really great celebrities and really great guests that are coming on the show. My mind just went blank. I'm still thinking about what you guys were talking about, so I'm a little preoccupied with that. But Keeping Up With Kim is the reality talk show, so it's going to take a little bit longer, you know, to put together. So we're going to drop that one in 2023, and that's kind of along the same lines as, like, you know, Keeping Up With The Kardashians type feel. But the main one that's coming out this fall will be Keeping It Real With Kim. And again, that's going to have, you know, not necessarily focusing on your household A-lister names, just because, like I said, I mean, anybody can turn on a TV show and Oprah and Wendy Williams, and everybody has the same, you know, Tom Cruise here today, Tom Cruise here tomorrow, you know. But the other ones that are behind the scenes, the important ones that make the films, the producers, the directors, you know, the ones who
right.
don't get that recognition and, you know, even upcoming inspiring actors. I mean, there's some amazing indie films out there that I've seen that are right there, you know, along with, you know, these blockbuster hits that are in the movie theater. So, you know, they need to be recognized and they need to be appreciated and, you know, their work seen. And artists, we have, you know, some really great musicians that are coming on the show. And then on the same time, I really want to focus on these heartfelt stories where, you know, what we're talking about, you know, today with what, you know, happened in Texas, you know, I know a lot of people and a lot of survivors of, you know, different tragedies and, you know, different heartfelt stories that, you know, need to get their story out and talk about it too. But definitely right now, this is the big thing in the world is what happened in Texas. And you're right, Janet, I think, you know, anybody that's heard my story and they know, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Everybody knows Keeping Up With Kim and the Keeping It Real With Kim, but I don't think that's the focus right now. I think we really need to focus on, you know, what happened in Texas, and, you know, anybody can go to the website and see my stuff, but this is a tragedy. It's not about me right now. I think this is really about these families and these kids, these innocent lives that were lost that we're all breaking, you know, our hearts over because they're kids. And it's a tragedy, even if it's an adult, but the way this happened and everything that happened, it's just, and I've been in the education industry as an elementary school teacher, as an elementary school principal, I'm a mom. So all these different things I am relating to in different ways. I'm also a marriage and family therapist. So I see every single angle of this picture and this tragedy in the different hats that I wear related to this situation, that it's more tragic for me and heartbreaking for me with this. So
as a mom, does this feel, I just have a really quick question, but as a mom,
sure.
Does that make you feel a bit worried about your kids going to school, or is there anything that they can do to make you feel more comfortable? Cause you're trusting these people with your kids.
Right. Yeah. No. Well, luckily for me, all my kids are adults, but I have grandkids that are in school. They're all in school. All my grandkids are in school right now. And so it, you know, I have high schoolers, middle schoolers, and elementary schoolers. So I have grandkids at every single level. And it does. I think about it. I heard about an incident that happened with my grandson in middle school last week that was, you know, could have turned worse too. And thank God it didn't. But I, with, you know, as a parent, you do think about that. And I have thought about that even with my kids, you know, being adults now, even back then, 25 years ago, you know, I didn't worry about them going to school and getting killed, but there was other things, you know, like there's gangs, there's, you know, wearing the wrong color, you know, you get jumped and bullying and things like that. So there were those worries of, you know, something happening, but never to this extent to what it's been, you know, at least over the last 10, 15 years. This is extreme.
Why doesn't everybody take a deep breath right now? We're going to go to a commercial. Very important to get that air and oxygen after these deep topics. And the best we can do, like in the perfect zone, is send love from everywhere. There was a story about a Marine that was going through the river and mountain hiking, and when he was really hurting, he just started sending healing energy to all of his teammates. And he said it got him through it. So here's a commercial, and we'll come back with an uplifting slant on everything.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
This is Expansion, the broadcast that focuses on expanding the profile of businesses, entrepreneurs, and artists. In these unprecedented times, an efficient balance between brick and mortar and broadcast is essential. Expansion gives businesses, entrepreneurs, and artists the opportunity to express their vision on a vast network of platforms the easy way. I'm Jason Spann. This is Expansion.
All righty. Welcome back to the show. And Jason Spann, he was our first guest on the show and just a great, great man. And you can hear with that voice, you know, what a great man he is. There's something about a person's voice that reveals so much.
Right. I was listening. I was like, hey, I know that person. Hey, I know that person.
I know.
Like, hey, friends.
I'm so excited, Kim, for you. I'm actually excited because I'm Michael, but I wanted to talk about your show and the upcoming filming that you have going on. Is your next filming for the cruise? Is that what it is, the next one?
No, it's for the Keeping It Real with Kim on June 8th. We start every week after that. We're doing two episodes a week for the talk show. We're doing little scenes like here and there for Keeping It Real or Keeping Up with Kim along the way. But we will be filming some stuff on the cruise. But the TV talk show, Keeping It Real, is what's going to be next. And that's going to be kind of quick because it goes like every single week for like the next 4 to 6 weeks with you know, different talk show guests, and that's exciting. So I'm excited about that one just because, you know, I don't really have to do anything but talk and do what you guys are doing.
Right.
Every time I feel
and
like
so
there's,
are you going, is it going to be like a podcast?
No, it's actually an actual TV show, but I do have the podcast that we are starting that's going to go in sync with the TV show. So the Keeping It Real with Kim podcast actually launches next Thursday. In fact, so we're going to have the podcast version of it, and then we'll also have the TV version of that as well, too. So we're kind of, that way we can kind of reach more people, and if they're not able to, you know, make it to the live TV taping of the show, then we'll be able to get them onto the podcast as well, too. So we'll be following, I believe we're right before you guys, in between Crystal's show and your show, so we're like right in that middle. Oh, no, actually ours is on a Tuesday, come to think of it. I'm sorry, we're not on a Thursday. We moved it to Tuesday so that we didn't have to be in the middle, you know, back-to-back with Crystal's and your guys's too, so.
Oh, so your show, so you're taping your talk show that you're taping on a set, you're
yeah.
going to be interviewing people. Does it? What kind of people are you interviewing on this show? Is it entertainment people?
It's a little bit of everybody. So the very first TV taping, we actually have a great cast lineup. We're actually doing a wrestling series on the very first one on June 8th. We have Mr. Outrageous Al Burke. We have Ronnie Angel, wrestler. We have Mr. James, who's heading the whole new wrestling. There's a new wrestling show that's coming out, and it's Inland Valley Wrestling. And so that event is going to be on June 12th. So we're going to be talking to everybody that's involved with that, you know, as a preemptive to, you know, what's coming on June 12th with this live show. And the wrestling event itself is actually going to be a series of a storyline with the wrestling, OCW, the Orange County Wrestling. And so we're looking forward to that, but you're going to have the wrestlers on there. And then the next segment, we have Joseph Kelly, who's a producer, that'll be on. We have some really great guests that are going to be on there, Catherine Pacino. So it's going to be exciting, you know, just to talk to everybody and kind of actually sit down and hear what they're working on. Joe Kelly, I know, is dropping a couple movies too, so it's going to be good.
Well, and speaking of the Easy Way in magazines, you're also the chief editor of the Couple magazines. Talk a little bit about that. And also, there's going to be a Golden Gala, which our show is nominated for Best Podcast. Talk a little bit about that.
So, yes, I am excited. I am the editor-in-chief for the Easy Way magazine, and we've been working on that. We're going to launch that in July. We have a great cover. We have Darn It Gifted, and Everett is going to be on there. So it's going to be a great magazine. And then the gala is coming up in December, so I'm the event coordinator with that as well. We have a lot of good things going on at the Easy Way Network, and I'm just excited to be part of that, be the director of operations.
And you had a great, successful birthday party, too. And good friends with Raester Michaels, and what a great guy he is. He's going to be on The Perfect Zone later on.
Nice.
And he's got a bunch of films that are coming up, too, some big names attached to his project. So good shout to Raester.
Yes, shout out
yes.
to Raester. Shout out to
yes.
Eric Zuli.
Hey. So I wanted, I guess, a question for you is about your show. What networks or where can people find it? Like, where is it going to be? Like, what networks, which channels?
We're going to be – both shows will be on Amazon Prime and Roku. So one of my producers, Gary Dotson, he's with NVE Films. So NVE Entertainment actually has its own Roku channel. So we're going to be on that as well as Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, great. That's awesome. And it's going to be called Keeping Up – wait, I get those two mixed up.
The first
up.
One
–
I know. And the
Keeping
the
It Real
one
with
that,
Kim,
the
and then there's
show.
Keeping Up
yes,
with Kim.
Keeping It – there you go. See, he got it. If you think about it
yes.
with the talk show, it's Keeping It Real. Like, we're going to keep everything real because we're talking real talk, and then Keeping Up is just trying to keep up with me, and so that's the reality show. I know it was kind of confusing in the beginning, but if you – when you put it into perspective, like, Keeping It Real, okay, we're going to keep it real on the talk show and, you know, do real talk, so – that's
yeah.
the one that's going to drop first.
And Keeping
so
Up
that'll
is
drop
with cameras. They got to follow. Yep.
Yeah.
sweet. I love it. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say there's so many things that are going on. And I was on Crystal's show earlier on, and I had talked about the school systems and stuff like that. And as a teacher, do you want to describe a little bit about, like, what you thought could be changed? Because I do believe that's the biggest thing what's going on with schools. The teachers aren't as nice and courteous as you are. And, you know, if there was more teachers like you, we'd have a different America. So do you want to talk
right.
a little bit about that?
Sure. And, you know, I can't speak for the teachers, you know, everybody themselves, because every teacher and I know a lot of teachers, I'm friends with a lot of teachers, so not every teacher is this way. But for me, I can only speak for myself as a teacher in the elementary school district. I mean, I always notice things with my students. And even to this day as a therapist, I will notice things. And it's because people want to be noticed. I was on that flip side. I was that kid that was bullied in elementary school. So I knew how that felt, not to any capacity where I ever once crossed my mind, I'm going to, you know, kill somebody or, you know, or anything like that. But at the same time, as a teacher, I wanted to make sure, like, I knew who those bullies were in my class. I knew who those, you know, not so sociable ones were. I knew those students. Like, as a teacher, you should know your students. You see their personalities. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, who they're hanging out with. You see what's happening on the playground. So you have to nip it in the bud, like, right then and there. In fact, I used to have a group of girls that, you know, in third grade, and they would have their little clique, and then somebody was always like the odd man out. So one week they'd be friends with everybody, and then the next week the one girl was the odd man out, and the next time they're against them, and it was just constantly ever changing. So what I would do is I always made the two that weren't getting along sit and eat lunch together by themselves, and nobody was allowed to go over there, because at the end of the week they're either going to love each other or going to hate each other, which, you know, it always ended up, you know, they became friends again. And true. And then there has been a couple times where I made them like stand there and hug the pole with each other, you know, just to, you know, show hug, like, hey, we're going to hug each other kind of a thing. But, you know, as a teacher, just like you should as a parent, you know your kids. You should know your students. You should see, okay, this kid, if there's something going on, you know, let's talk about it. And like I said, I would recognize them. If somebody came to school with a haircut, oh, Will, you got a haircut today. It looks nice. You know, oh, did you get a new pair of shoes? I mean, it's just the same things. You have to figure teachers are with the kids longer during the day than the parent is. As a teacher, I had my students for like 6 to 8 hours versus a parent who got home and maybe had them for a couple hours a day. So it's the job for the teacher to recognize and see these things just as much as it is a parent. They keep putting things on the parents. But a lot of this has to go on the teachers, too, because they spend more time with them. They see the things parents don't see when their kid isn't with them.
Exactly. I just imagine like some of these kids going on like their social medias, and it's like everybody knows who they're friends with. And like you say, if one leader of the group says, let's all befriend this person, they got to deal with that. You know, and they got to go to school with all, why did 20 friends befriend me, you know?
Right.
So I just think that social media is makes it tough for these kids too, that they want to fit in, and then all of a sudden they say we're going to befriend this person all in one day, you know, and the kids think it's the end of the world. There's so much more life to live, and it gets better after high school. I'll guarantee that.
Yeah, no, you know, I actually, when my girls were in high school, the school district actually made a site where kids can anonymously would go on there, right, and they would be able to say things, and it was like almost like a Facebook for the high schoolers of these schools, and everything was anonymous, which, why would you do that? You know, so now you just made it okay to bully and talk about somebody and just be anonymous about it, and they actually created this portal for these kids that I was just blown away. I was like, oh, no, absolutely my kid is not going to be on there, you know? So it's a lot of the stuff that just baffles me, like what the school districts do. And, it, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I think it just, there's a lot of things that need to be changed, recognized.
And Janet, you wanted to ask a question?
No, I think that, well, we're about to run out of time, but, yeah, I agree with everything you said. I think if every teacher would pay attention to their kids and get to know them and know which ones are which and, you know, what they do to each other and stuff like that, I think it would make a world of difference. I know for me, when I was the first, I was a new kid in school, and like there was a group of girls that would literally pick on someone every, during our break. I wasn't the one getting picked on, but I was technically with, they wanted me to be their friends pretty much. And I was witnessing this, and I'm like, yeah, this is not right. And nobody was doing anything. And it was like every single time, every single day, they would pick on a different person. And it was just, if people were to just pay attention a little bit more, I think it would make a difference for sure.
And I think
and
if more people
were paying attention.
Yeah, and I think if more people were to step up to the plate instead of standing back and watching and actually start sticking up for the bullies, you know, where a lot of people,
well,
like you said.
I did exactly that. I stood up to them. Each time I was like, what are you guys doing? And, you know, like I said, it's a whole thing. But
Janet's behalf. She honestly has such a good moral compass. She's very strong in her beliefs. And she follows them. And that's, you know,
yes,
what a joy to have her on the show. And Kimberly, you've been amazing. And I do think the school needs more teachers like you. And your ideas hopefully will inspire some of these teachers to do some of these things that you mentioned. Because I do think it'll make a big difference.
I do want to let say, you know, I think you were going to say if everybody were to also step in, you're right, and not be a bystander, I think that would make a huge difference as well. Kim, is there anything else you want to say, a shout out or any, like, anywhere they can find you?
Website.
You want to shout out really quick?
Website, keepingupwithkim.com, and Kim is K-Y-M. That's where you can find both of the information. And I did put something on there, too, about the Texas shooting on there today. I just felt like, social media, I needed to post something to show support, you know, that we are, you know, supporting the families and sending healing prayers and positive thoughts and everything out to those families. So, but yes, you guys can find me at keepingupwithkim.com. And again, K-Y-M, all the information is on there. And thank you guys so much for getting me on here. I'm so excited when I got to be on Will's show. Thank you.
And again,
I
just think
that.
I want to mention one thing for the teachers. Do teach the golden rule. You know, get in the habit of teaching the golden rule. Get in the habit of telling the gallant and goofus stories. But, you know, what's right and what's wrong and what to do. But what a delight. And I do think we're going to help a lot of people just from this show and conversation. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday. Thank you, guys.
Until next time. Bye, Kim.
Bye. We'll be right back.